Hi, Pat. How are you? Can you hear me now?
Hi, yes, Jody, can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
Good, thank you. I got an email from Robbie. He's planning on joining us, but he will be in a car, and I may have to change the presentation of one of the members. We're going to take turns, board members, reading the commendations. And so I'm going to ask Kurt to sub for Robbie.
Okay.
Let's see. Is my video on?
It is, yes.
Okay, good.
All right, and Pat, can you see on your screen the agenda?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, Kurt.
Pat.
Kurt, this is Pat Delmore. Kurt, we were going to have, or I was going to have, Robbie read a tribute to Dino Lucas. I'm going to read one, Deb will read one, and if you would be willing to read the text of the tribute to Dino when we get to that point.
I'd be happy to.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Jody, do we have a quorum
Yes, we
present?
do. Yes.
Okay. Jody, would you like to start with your announcement?
Yes, I will, please. A friendly reminder that this meeting is being recorded. The recording will be published online and is a public record subject to disclosure. Board members and staff, by continuing to be present in this meeting, you are consenting to being recorded and consenting to this recording being released to the public. We are now recording. We will take verbal roll call. President Delmore?
Here.
Vice President Simon?
Here.
Secretary Abrahamian, Alder Latimer Burris, Alder Miadze,
present.
Board Member Strozier, I think I saw her. Board Member Callisto,
here.
Board Member Witzinski,
here.
Chair, the floor is now yours.
Okay. And our first order of business will be approval of last month's minutes. Do we have a motion to approve?
I'll move approval.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I second.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Hearing and seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? No? Okay.
President Delmore, we have to take roll call again. Abrahamian has joined us.
Okay.
President Delmore?
Here.
Vice President Simon?
Here.
Secretary Abrahamian?
Here.
Alderman Latimer Burris? Alder Miadze.
Present.
Board Member Strozier.
Here.
Board Member Callisto.
Here.
Board Member Witzinski.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay. Jody, do we have any public comments?
One more. Let me double check. We do not.
Okay. With disclosures and recusals. Does anyone need to indicate in that category? Okay, seeing none, we will move on to the new business. And the new business starts with recognition of four employees that are retiring. And we're going to have comments from some staff members that have worked with the retirees. And also we're going to alternate board members in reading the tribute to the people that are being recognized tonight for their years of service to the utility. And so the first person that's going to be recognized is Brian Betcher. And text of the commendation is this, that commending and expressing appreciation to Brian Betcher, water master mechanic, on his retirement from the water utility after nearly 35 years of service. Whereas Brian joined the city of Madison in May of 1990 and where he was hired by the utility in December of 2003, and whereas during his long and dedicated career as a mechanic for the utility, Brian made significant contributions which influenced the utility's approach to fleet management and other equipment decisions. And whereas he has helped with the purchase, setup, and maintenance of hundreds of vehicles, and whereas Brian served and helped with the safety committee of the utility for many years, and Brian provided key leadership in the utility's maintenance shop and monitored mentored many staff throughout the year at the utility, and Brian has consistently embodied the vision and mission of the utility in the city of Madison through hard work, mentorship, kindness, and compassion, and therefore it is resolved that the Water Utility hereby commends and thanks Brian for his many years of dedicated service. And I think that Dan is going to offer some comments as well.
Yes. Hello. Yeah, I want to thank Brian for his patience. When he started here, he was promised a new shop that was in the works in the planning stages, and that didn't happen until the end of 2016. So he worked 13 years in a shop that was quite small. He couldn't raise the trucks. The ceiling height was so low that any big equipment, he had to make repairs basically outside any time of year. So all our dump trucks, tractors, all those things were very difficult. So I want to thank him for that. And obviously for keeping all of our vehicles and our equipment maintained and performing well. He's, you know, got a lot of knowledge and experience, and we have a lot of different pieces of equipment, and for them to go in and troubleshoot it, figure out what the issues are and get it repaired. It always amazes me how Brian was able to do that and keep, you know, all the vehicles history in his head. You know, we would talk about every year we'd meet and discuss replacement schedules and we'd go over all the equipment and vehicles, and I was always amazed by how he could remember every little nuance about each vehicle as we went through, you know, and decided what needed to be replaced and when. And so I want to thank him for that and his knowledge. It's been great working with Brian.
Okay. Thank you, Dan. The next person we're going to recognize is Kelly Moore. And Deb, I think you have the commendation.
President Delmore, before we continue, I'd like to just acknowledge that Alder Latimer Burris has joined us, and maybe because we're more of an informal group, we can just note that she arrived at 4:35 to the group. Thank you.
Okay, Deb, would you like to read the next commendation?
Yes, just one second here. Somehow I got off on my phone. I'm sorry. I lost my page here. But I will find it. Okay. All right. Commending and expressing appreciation to Kelly Moore, Water Utility Public Works Maintenance Worker 2, on retirement from Madison Water Utility after 6 years of service. Whereas Kelly was hired by MWU on January 28, 2018, and whereas during her time here, Kelly has assisted on many shutdowns for main leaks, well issues, and after-hour customer calls, and whereas through her hard work and meticulous nature has helped maintain the look and function of our two main buildings, helping make them always look their best, and whereas Kelly has provided years of knowledge of leadership and hard work that has helped keep many others that she has worked with on the right track and taught them countless lessons. And whereas Kelly has consistently embodied the vision and mission of MWU and the City of Madison through her professionalism, hard work, public engagement, mentorship, kindness, and compassion. And whereas Kelly has had many accomplishments throughout her life, with the many extracurricular activities she participates in and the many hobbies she enjoys. We wish her well in all her future adventures that she will pursue, and we are happy that we have been able to be a small part of it. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Water Utility Board hereby commends and thanks Kelly for her years of dedicated service to MWU.
Okay, thank you. Dan, I think you have some comments as well.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate and thank Kelly for all of her work that she's done over the 6 years, keeping our buildings looking perfect. She is very meticulous and does a great job, and she will be missed. I'll also miss her stories of her extreme sports adventures and travels and all her hobbies and everything. She really was told great stories and was a delight to. I usually would meet her as she's coming in at the start of her shift, as I was leaving, and we would chat for a minute. And I will miss those. So best of luck to Kelly, and thank you again for all that you've done for us.
Okay, thank you, Dan. Our next honoree is Dino Lucas. And Kurt, I believe you are going to read the commendation.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity to do this. So the title of this resolution is Commending and Expressing Appreciation to Dino Lucas, Waterworks Pump Operator on Retirement from Madison Water Utility after 36 years of service. Whereas Dino was a member of the United States Marine Corps stationed in North Carolina, where he specialized in the operation of heavy equipment before moving to Madison. Whereas he was first hired by the utility as a seasonal employee on January 11th, 1988, and then permanently as a flusher on July 24th, 1988. And whereas on June 24th, 1990, Dino became a Waterworks Operator 1, conducting rounds at the utility's remote well sites daily, 7 days a week. For almost three decades, he was the eyes and ears of the utility, collecting water samples and recording pump data and identifying any site issues to ensure proper and secure operations. And whereas Dino accepted his current position as Waterworks Operator 2 on December 12, 2021, monitoring and controlling the utility's water supply, treatment, transmission, and storage systems utilizing a highly complex supervisory control and data acquisition system. And whereas during this time, he ensured the delivery of an average of 25 million gallons of water a day, 9 billion gallons annually, to the citizens of Madison. And whereas there were many nights where Dino vigilantly watched over the distribution system, providing water while taking both emergency and non-emergency calls before dispatching relief during all hours of the night. And whereas he determined the levels of chlorine and fluoride levels in the water on a regular basis, adjusting chemical feed rates accordingly to meet utility drinking water quality standards. And whereas for much of his career with the utility, he was probably in the best physical shape of any utility employee as he ran, bicycled, and swam daily. Dino participated in a good number of Ironman contests, finishing in the upper divisions of his age groups. And whereas he rode his bicycle to work on his first day with the utility over 36 years ago and plans to ride his bicycle home after his last day of work. And whereas Dino has consistently embodied the vision and mission of the utility and the city of Madison through his professionalism, hard work, public engagement, and good-heartedness. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Water Utility Board hereby commends and thanks Dino for his years of dedicated service to the Madison Water Utility and the City of Madison.
Okay, thank you. And I believe that Joe Grandi or Pete are going to have some comments.
Yes, I'd be happy to make some comments on Dino's behalf. He is the third most senior staff person at the Water Utility right now. There's only two people at the Water Utility that have longer years of service or more years of service than Dino. He's been working here since I started. And when I started at the Water Utility, he was a rounder. And as the resolution noted, he served as a rounder for over 30 years. About 5 years ago or so, he decided to go for the pump operator position. He was chosen for that position, but it has a pretty crazy schedule that requires working weekends, working nights. It's a crazy rotation, but he decided that it wasn't working for him and his family. He stepped back to being the rounder again, and then 3 years ago, he took on the operator position once again, and I think he found that he actually enjoyed it. There was a lot of learning and a lot of enjoyment from being that pump operator. One of the things that I admire most about Dino is that he's pretty laid back and positive. It takes a lot to really startle him or to get him off his game. In all the years that he's worked here at the Water Utility, I don't think I've once seen him raise his voice at anybody or show outwardly that he's frustrated with a given situation. I've really admired that. I know the resolution speaks to his fitness. I think if you saw him today, you'd think that how could this guy possibly be retiring? He looks super fit. He certainly doesn't look anything like his age would su suggest. He's had a great career here at Madison Water Utility, and I wish him the most success in his retirement.
Okay, thank you, Joel. And our next honoree is going to be introduced in the commendation by Eric.
Thank you. This one is titled Commending and Expressing Appreciation to Glenn Putney, Cross-Connection Control Inspector on retirement from Madison Water Utility after 28 years of service. Whereas Glenn joined the City of Madison Water Utility on November 11th, 1996 as a Water Meter Mechanic 1, was promoted to a Water Meter Mechanic 2 in August 2002, the Water Services Inspector in July 2005, and ultimately in January 2009 to a Cross Connection Control Inspector, the position he held for nearly 16 years. And whereas during his long and dedicated career at the utility, Glenn repaired, replaced, set, and tested thousands of water meters, ensuring they were appropriately sized for a building's water use patterns, and he made repairs when leaks were detected. These significant contributions ensured that customers were billed only for water consumed, no more, no less. And whereas importantly, as a cross-connection control inspector, Glenn likewise surveyed thousands of businesses, schools, hotels, churches, apartments, industrial facilities, restaurants, laboratories, and office and government buildings, including those on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus, for potential cross connections, enforcing the plumbing code to prevent backflow of potentially hazardous materials into the municipal water system. And whereas, as a testament to his outstanding customer service skills and his approach of education first and enforcement when that fails, Glenn regularly sees and socializes with plumbers, building managers, architects, and plan designers, those he is regulating and enforcing when he is out in the community for social events. And whereas Glenn continues to reside on the Century Farm on which he grew up, where his true passions are crop management, commodities trading, and hog raising. And whereas Glenn proudly breeds and raises show pigs on the family farm with sons Riley and Cody and wife Pamela, marketing and selling them all over the country. And whereas Glenn's commitment to his job, colleagues, and importantly, the water utility, and his soft-spoken, caring, respectful, and family orientation will be missed dearly. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Water Utility Board hereby commends and thanks Glenn for his many years of dedicated service to Madison Water Utility.
Okay, thank you. Joe Grandi, do you have some comments also?
Yes. So Glenn was one of the first employees that I hired in my managerial responsibilities. And so he's worked with me most of my tenure here at the Water Utility, and I've greatly enjoyed that experience. For those that know Glenn, he identifies probably first as a hog farmer and secondly as a water utility employee. He takes that with great pride. It has a lot of meaning in his life, as I've already mentioned, or that as the resolution has mentioned. He grew up on a Century Farm. Farming has been in his blood since his youth. Glenn is the salt of the earth. He's the hardest working person that you'll ever know. He in this raising of hogs on an annual basis, his sows would come into labor, and traditionally, or this always seems to happen by luck, sometime between midnight and 4 a.m. And when the sows encounter difficulty during labor, there he is, you know, he's up at 2 o'clock in the morning delivering a sow, and then he shows up at 6:30 in the morning, you know, looking very fatigued, but here he is ready to work. And then he'll finish his work, and then he's got to get back home and make sure the piglets are okay and the mamas are okay as well. He's takes great pride in his family, very caring, and shows lots of concern for his colleagues here at the Water Utility. He really has brought this family feeling to our section in the water quality area, now the water resources area, and he will be deeply missed. He was an important part of that. He's been an important part of my career here at the water utility, and I wish him the best in his retirement. Like I said, he'll be very deeply missed.
Okay, thank you, Joe. And thanks to all of the four retirees mentioned for their dedicated service to the utility. And as was pointed out, with their leaving, it is a loss of, in a sense, institutional knowledge that will be hard to replicate. So thank you again. Moving on to our next item on the agenda is the approval of the 2025 Water Utility Board meeting schedule. And you may note that the schedule varies as far as day of the month that it's meeting, and that's to accommodate city council meetings so that our alders can attend the meetings or pre-meetings that may be occurring. And this is something directed by the mayor's office. And so I think that the schedule pretty much parallels what we're doing this year. Any general comments? Okay, hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
I'll move.
Okay, and do we have a second?
Second.
And all in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, and any objections? Hearing none, it is, there's one. Kurt, go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't have an objection. And my comment relates to the commendations of the employees who are retiring. Should we pass those resolutions, those motions? Should we take a vote as a board on those before?
That's a good idea. Thank you for catching it. So let's backtrack and we'll do the four resolutions as a package. And so, do we have a motion to approve the resolutions related to the four retirees?
I'll move.
Okay. And do we have a
Second.
second? Okay. And all in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 And any opposition? Seeing none, it passes. Thank you, Kurt. Let's finish with the item of the calendar for next year. And I believe that we had a motion made and a second. And I think we did the vote, but I'll do it again. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 And any opposition? Seeing none, we will move on to our next item. And this is more of a reminder of annual board member statement of interest filing. And you probably received an email from the city asking you to do this annual indication of any potential conflict of interest. So I believe this item does not need a vote. It's simply a reminder that what is required of board members. Then item number 12 is the change in the board meeting format. And the format will be one which I'm looking forward to. And that is that we will be meeting in person at the Olin Avenue meeting site beginning in January. And remember, we switched to remote so that the city could install the technology in our meeting room so that it could be used for city emergency government services. So in January, I'll look forward to seeing everyone in person. I'm meeting with Krishna in December to look at an agenda for January, and we'll be able to physically see the room at that point. But Krishna assures me that it will be state of the art. So we'll look forward to that. The next item is the water production monthly report. Is Joe Grandi, are you doing this?
I am. Thank you, Pat. So this is the report that Joe DeMora had previously done. And since I've taken over his responsibilities effective today, actually, I will be making my first go at this monthly production report. So bear with me. What the report shows in attachment A is that the average daily production is around 25 million gallons per day. This is a little over 60% of the reliable daily capacity, but well below 50% of the maximum daily capacity that's available to the water utility. You'll note that we have a regional surplus in each of the four hydrologic regions indicated by those four green boxes. And then finally, you'll note that the cumulative year-to-date production sits at about 7.5 billion gallons of water. This is a decrease from the 7.9 that we delivered at the same time last year. Projecting out, we're on pace to deliver about 9 billion gallons for the year, a slight decrease over the two previous years. And this reflects the extreme wet late spring, early summer season that we experienced this year. Jody, thank you. So moving to attachment B, this shows the well utilization within each of the regions A, B, C, and D. We note that the utilization is less than 50%, which is our goal for our well utilization. But there were two wells that individually were above that 50% mark that we strive to be below. And that's well 11 in zone A and well 18 in zone C. Well 18 in particular, that exceeds that 50% because we've been running that a little bit more consistently with the intent of trying to maintain a better water quality by continuously running that well. Finally, looking at the final column, the remaining drawdown to the pump. We note that the values are all good with one exception, and that's at well 28 in zone D, where there's only 15 feet of water above the pump at well 28. And this reflects the need to, the current need for us to be pumping that well a little bit harder than we normally do because well 26 is currently out of service. So that's the monthly water production report.
Okay, any questions or comments? Okay, we will now move to the financial report in January.
I will be January for the evening.
Okay, thank you.
January's off. During this meeting, so asked me to fill in. I'll go through a few notes. Actually, if we could, Jody, beginning with the thank you, the other one. So I guess just kind of highlighting some of the numbers here and hopefully a similar cadence as January typically presents. But so this is as of October 31st, operating fund sitting at 43.9 million. Of total revenue, 35.8 million of O&M along with debt payment and pilot, netting us a balance of that 16.7 million, which I think you'll see it just a bit further down. There it is in the middle, middle right. The projected ending revenue for 2024 is sitting at 54.4 million. And then the total O&M with the debt payment and pilots projected then to be that 46.8 million. So that'll leave a final fund balance at 8.7 million, which you see on the right there. So the capital fund then for October 30 through October 31st, let's see, there's 20.5 million of various funds, followed by 22.8 million of capital expenditures and encumbrances. So there's a net capital fund balance of 2.2 million. Total projected capital funds for the year would consist of 26.7 million in the various funding and 27.8 million in expenditures and encumbrances, which leaves an ending capital fund balance of 3.4 million. For cash reserves, let's see, is that, I believe that's the next page. Thank you. Yep. Cash reserves, that includes $64.8 million of total cash, of which 17.2 is tabbed as unrestricted, which translates to enough funds to cover about just under 1.5 months of our expenditures currently. And then back to the memo, which does go over our latest, right there, our latest MadCap data. Total applications received to date, you can see 530 there, of which 356 applications have now been approved. So those are the highlights. As I've been advised to emphasize, happy to answer any questions or entertain discussion from there.
Questions for Pete? Okay. Seeing none, Pete, I think we will move now to the capital projects report.
Great. That's one I'm slightly more qualified for, so I'll jump right in. So picking up where we just left off, from a capital projects perspective, we will look at our actual expenditures and encumbrances through October of this year. Again, just a quick note about our expense depreciation through October, and then a look at our two major capital projects currently underway, wells 15 and 19, both for various water treatments. So, 22.8 million is the total of our expenditures and encumbrances there. You can see specifically for the month of October, we've made some significant payments and well-earned payments to our contractor for wells 15 and 19, which is by far the bulk of that about 2.4 million in our facilities category. There's also some work rehab going on at well 7, and the aforementioned tech upgrades to the conference room that you will all be seeing in January. So those are kind of our major expense categories for October. In fleet, there is some cybersecurity related upgrades and kind of that ongoing hydrant maintenance, which just is a annual citywide sort of ongoing program. So fairly routine upgrades in our fleet category. And then pipelines, again, we had some fairly significant payouts for the mostly the projects listed below there as well, about 600,000 in total. Again, with our expense depreciation projections, which we look at as a combination of spent and or fully closed out for the year, our expectation is we have hit or exceeded that $5 million target through a combination of spending or closeout. And we'll be looking ahead to next year's, well, reporting to the PSC, and then next year's reporting as well. Should have some updates for you as to the kind of final outlook this year and looking ahead into 2025 at the January meeting. Some updates for Well 19. Again, currently under construction. They are currently working very hard to pass water tightness testing on our concrete backwash tanks, which currently remain fully exposed. They're not able to backfill that until obviously they can prove that they sufficiently hold water without leaking. So we're hoping to wrap up inspections on that by Wednesday. So everybody can enjoy Thanksgiving knowing that our backwash tanks hold water, and they'll proceed with backfilling the site and moving more with replacing the generator, doing some other upgrades, and beginning to put an eye towards the facility expansion itself, where the treatment tanks will be housed. So otherwise, as of October, we have shut down that facility until project completion. I'd like to give a shout out to our maintenance crews, facilities group for draining down the reservoir. Also, Joe's group for effectively distributing as much of that reservoir as we could into the system before pumping down the last bits. And then also getting in and salvaging the remaining existing chemical equipment, which is there are some good spare pieces that were worth salvaging before the contractor gets in there and does full replacements and upgrades. So after this, we requested another updated contractor schedule looking into 2025. This water tightness test was a major milestone. So with that complete, assuming that will be complete, it'll be a good time for them to update the schedule, see where we're at, looking into next year. So, and then I guess as I've got noted upcoming, we'll review our consultant, SEH, their scope of work in kind in 2025 and make sure that overlays nicely with what the contractor hopes to do. So, well, 15, also currently under construction. Been looking at a new floor and finish in the area where they lowered kind of the existing floor level to make room for the new tanks. Currently, they're out there doing footings, foundations, and rebar for some of the modifications in the reservoir itself. There were a number of rebar inspections as recently as last week before some more major concrete pours. They also completed some cleaning and grinding of some reservoir floor deposits that were discovered when the reservoir tank was drained down. So they hired a subcontractor to get those removed. And then coming in December, at least according to their current delivery schedule, speaking of major milestones, the actual installation, delivery, and setting of the four new treatment tanks, which will, of course, involve actually getting those onto the site, craning those up, removing the temporary roof, and setting them on the new structurally sound concrete pedestals and flooring that they're currently setting. So, some pretty major work coming up here in the winter. Look forward to reporting on more of that again at the January board meeting. So those are the major notes for this month. Happy to take questions or any other discussion.
Questions or comments for Pete? Seeing none, thank you. Operations monthly report, Dan?
Yes, hello again. Yeah, I'll just touch highlight on a few of these items. First would be the we've inspected and performed preventative maintenance on nearly 3,500 hydrants in our system as of October. We also were able to perform over 3,000 flushing runs in our system. Some of those unidirectional flushing runs, we did 2,300, over 2,300 of those. That is where we operate the valves and isolate each run. So the water comes from only one direction, which increases the velocity of the water through the mains and improves, you know, the water quality. And we're able to remove the mineral sediments in that main efficiently. The other item we did have, surprisingly, we had 91 hydrants painted in October, but I believe that was just some painting work order closeouts that ended up in October. So we were able to get over 2,000 hydrants repainted this year as well. Moving on to the valves, we did over 9,000 valve inspections and exercising in the system, which is great. And we've so far this year have repaired over 200 leaks in the system. Let's see the and we've been working away on getting our pavement repair work completed for the as the end of the year here, as well as our terrace repairs, getting those completed. So that's we're focusing on that in as of the last month here, trying to get those closed out. So I guess does anybody have any questions on any of these items?
Any questions for Dan? Okay, seeing none, we will go to the public information report by Marcus.
Can anybody hear Marcus? I cannot. I just wanted to check with the board quick.
Yeah, I cannot either. I'm wondering maybe the microphone needs to be unmuted.
Yeah, no audio yet, Marcus. I don't know if there's something you can switch in the settings, but we'll stand by for a minute here. There is otherwise a phone-in option, correct, Jody? Maybe we could try
Yes,
the
it
phone line.
yeah, it shows that he's unmuted, but there is the phone-in option if he's unable to connect. Otherwise, we can just.
Can you hear me at all?
I can hear you now and see you.
Thumbs up. Thanks.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Someone can
Okay.
hear me. Yeah, you can. Okay, great. Yeah, sorry about that. I'm not in the office, and I usually have a external camera and system and everything hooked up. So I think when I'm remote, I got to change those settings. So sorry about the delay. But anyways, here's the water utility highlights for November 2024, last one of the year. So as you all might know, the City of Madison has over, I believe, 5,000 employees. So the main goal is to make sure that all of our facilities, offices, and things throughout the city are actually inclusive for all and accessible for all current and future employees. So that really is something that's important to the City of Madison and part of our mission. So City of Madison is actually currently revitalizing the ADA transition plan is what we're calling it for all city departments. So this includes water utility. So the citywide collective effort is critical to actually ensuring the city's facilities are inclusive to people with disabilities to make sure that, of course, they can enjoy the workplace just as much as the rest of us. And although our administrative office at Olin and then our operations office, which is quite new on Patterson Street, are both fully ADA accessible, elevators, automatic doors, things like that, enough, wide enough doors and things like that for wheelchairs. So that's great. But with that being said, many of our other facilities were actually built before the Americans with Disability Act, ADA Act, which was signed into law back in 1990. So this includes some of our well sites, booster stations, and storage facilities, as well as in the fact that we're a public utility, we do understand the importance of ensuring our facilities are accessible, inclusive for all members of our staff in the public, especially with our facilities, some of them being public. So over the last month, the Water Utility Department Equity Team, our DET, has been working closely with the Department of Civil Rights on a plan to make our facilities more inclusive. We recently actually completed a survey which evaluated our programs and facilities to help identify areas that do not currently meet ADA requirements. And accessibility improvements go way beyond just physical disabilities or disabilities that we may be able to see. They also include aids for people with vision impairments, trouble speaking or language barriers, and then other cognitive challenges. And I know we kind of mentioned that our meetings will be back in our conference room or conference center starting in January. And a lot of those upgrades actually do help with this, which is great. Perfect timing because a lot of the kind of the visual things with the different TV setup and the ability to for the public to actually watch things online and have all that capability. And also the sound system, all of that kind of goes hand in hand with some of the accessibility improvements. So far, the water utility ADA transition plan task completed so far. Really just a huge shout out to, you know, Dan and Doug Van Horn and his whole team, particularly Ryan P., who planner who actually went out to each facility to physically identify areas that were not in compliance by measuring clearances and other notable issues. So that was great. He actually made a log of everything, which is just outstanding. And just the fact that he got on that right away and really showed not only to the city, but to our customers and to the entire public how important this really is to us. Also, Mike McKenna, he's been out there marking handicapped stalls at various wells, most notably well 7 and other kind of signage and things like that. Susan Helmsetter, who's actually the DET, the Department Equity Team co-lead, is currently in the process of placing necessary signage all throughout Olin. And then maintenance staff are working to put up other signage at well sites and other facilities throughout the city. The decision has actually been made to only conduct public tours and events at our newer wells, as they are more open and almost fully accessible. Some of our older wells, such as well 6 and well 14, no longer will be open to the public. So we will not conduct any kind of public events or tours at those wells, as they are not ADA accessible. Our water utility ADA transition plan has already been submitted. So again, I do want to thank maintenance supervisor Doug Van Horn for getting on this right away. I mean, Jody can attest to this, that, you know, right after we actually just mentioned the ADA transition plan, the next day, looking at the maintenance schedule, he already had staff working on this. So it's just really, really great to see as a staff, but also just knowing that the importance it is to the public and any of our current and future employees throughout the city. And as I mentioned, Ryan Planter and Mike McKenna played a huge role in this, as well as our DET co-leader and HR analyst slash administrative assistant, Susan Helmsetter, for leading the charge on this. So the next step in this process entails meeting with the Department of Civil Rights, Disability Rights and Services Specialist, Rebecca Hoyt, to review our ADA transition plan and discuss the schedule, costs and priorities for the removal of access barriers. So anything that, you know, we'll basically prioritize a list, and it'll have to obviously get worked into like our CIP and some of our operating budget and things like that. But it's just great to see and great to be a part of this utility and be a city staff member to see that this is really important and to make everything more accessible, inclusive, and actually retain staff for that reason. So that's really what we've been working on for the last month or so at the utility. Any questions, comments?
Thank you, Marcus. Questions for Marcus? Okay, seeing none, thank you. And so if we could have a motion to approve the various staff reports that we have just heard, is there a motion to approve the staff reports?
Motion to approve.
Okay, and do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? Okay, seeing none, we go to our final step, the meeting evaluation, and Eric is doing it this month.
Thank you. A couple of questions as always. Do we actively participate in discussions and everybody have an opportunity to voice their opinion on the agenda topics? I believe that was fully met. Our members did come prepared to engage in discussion by reviewing the materials. Not a lot of dialogue today, but relatively thin agenda. So I believe that was met as well. We all listened actively and certainly didn't interrupt each other. That was met. Honest opinions and respect across the footprint for the views of others. I believe that was fully met. We honored the WB procedures and policies as outlined in the utility board policy book. Yes. And then we continue to represent the collective interests of current and future Madison representatives. I believe that was met, or residents, excuse me, that was met. And who benefits, who burdens? Do we make our decisions based upon equity principles? I believe that was met as well.
Okay. Thank you, Eric. And thank you, board members, for being present tonight. We look forward to seeing everyone in person on Olin Avenue at our meeting room in January. I wish everyone a happy holiday. And Could we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
And do we have a second?
Second.
And without objection, we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.